This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show. Keep you company while the Brewers and the Cubs do battle out at Miller Park. Right now, 7-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Tim Allen, Bill Baby Toshmidt, and the Blance Farm and Fleet. Baseball post-game show presented by Admirals Hockey coming up as soon
allegedly
as that game is over. No, the Brewers tweeted out he left the game with right rib tightness.
Oh, okay.
I'm Rami. There's Sparky. Our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider, sitting in with us for this one last segment. You can get your Packers questions into him at 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7FM The Fan.
What is rib tightness?
With the hashtag Ask Woody.
I hope it's not the oblique.
That's what I said. Exactly what I said. What the hell is
rib tightness? Can also be an oblique.
Rami said he's had rib tightness.
He's had the oblique.
I mean, that's all in the same area. It could be the oblique, and they're calling it rib tightness. Who knows?
You said that's a scary word, tightness. Yeah. It's like when the Packers said that Aaron Jones had hamstring tightness, and Aaron Jones said, yeah, I'll be back in 3 days, and he's gone for 2 weeks.
Tightness is never good. Don't put that in people's heads, Ryan. They don't know.
Rib tightness could be a category, too, allegedly. So I just want to make sure that Brian, after hitting those two home runs, didn't overdo it. So I'm okay with that.
Sparky, you said you had a question on Twitter for Woody here.
Kirk tweets at The Fan and at by Ryan Wood on Twitter. Has there been any discussion about giving Ripkowski a shot at returning kicks and or punts? Guy is sure-handed, runs north-south, and will get the extra yard. Hashtag Ask Woody.
God, I sure hope so. That'd be fun, wouldn't it? No.
I don't want him on punt returns.
You. No.
Who asked that? Donald Trump?
No. What?
No, that'd be a sight to behold.
Scantley gonna get that or Alexander. If Trevor Davis don't be healthy and get out there, they're gonna take his job. They want that Scantley to be the return guy. He had Trevor Davis. I'm a big Trevor Davis guy. He has to get out there or he's gonna get cut.
Yeah,
and Alexander is gonna be your punt return and Scantley is gonna be your kickoff return. Yeah, you got to be available.
I don't think Trevor Davis makes the team. Let's talk
you
about
to be
those,
available.
Since
Steve.
You brought up Alexander, let's talk about the rookie DBs and how they've looked to this point in your opinion.
I've seen some growth, I feel like, from Josh Jackson just in the past week. When camp opened, it didn't look very good. He was swimming a little bit. We see him in one-on-ones and he got worked over a little, but I think it was the last practice, Monday. My days are all screwed up because the camp preseason schedule is not a typical schedule.
Right.
But
yeah, we
understand. So I think it was Monday. He covered Devontae Adams deep, had a pass breakup. When they did their combo routes, he broke up a pass in the flat. It was some growth. It looked pretty impressive. And then Jaire Alexander, he obviously hasn't played in a while. He thinks that he's going to play Thursday night. Now, when these rookies come in, they have to learn, and they all learn at different speeds, but they have to learn that just because you think you're going to play doesn't mean that Dr. McKenzie thinks you're going to play. And he is the guy that he's very beholden to his schedule. So we'll see. But if he does, yeah, I mean, you know, he's got the speed. We haven't seen much from him. He did intercept Rodgers early in camp, so he's done some things, but just hasn't been able to be out there for a little over a week now.
Yeah, my question, since you were up there and you see these guys quite a bit, and I've had this frustration of telling these guys, I have no earthly reason
at all
to see Aaron Rodgers in a preseason game. And he's lobbying to play. And I'm telling him, dude, no.
I'm surprised.
Bocciari and your starting line. I ain't playing. No.
When he started taking first team reps against the Cards on Sunday and it became apparent that he's going to play this week, I was surprised. I didn't see that happening. But he's going to, I think, a big question, do they play in week three as well? Last year they played in preseason week two and week three. To me, you put him out there for like two series all preseason, just say get ready for the Bears. I mean, that's all you need to see from Aaron Rodgers.
I don't agree necessarily. I think, first of all, you have to play him if you have Bakhtiari and Bulaga and the guard. If both guards, if everybody's healthy, I think you play him. If Bakhtiari isn't playing, right, and Lane Taylor's not playing, then obviously I'm not running him out there. I'm not going to get him killed based on what I saw last week.
Right.
But if they're playing, I want to see him get some chemistry with these rookie wide receivers. Now, I'm going to bring up what I brought up yesterday on the air during the Brewers game, but Martellus Bennett, say you don't like him, whatever, but even Bennett last year said, boy, there's a difference between Rodgers in a game versus Rodgers in practice. It's two different guys that you're playing with here. And I think for those rookie wide receivers who may be counted on some here in the early going, that they need some game reps with him.
Well, Martellus Bennett was here for not even 1 year. He was here for one preseason and a couple games. The practice regimen has been much more rigid and aggressive.
Than last year?
Yes, than last year. Aaron Rodgers take way more reps in practice than he did last year. I think a large part of that is because you're right. There's got to be some chemistry with those new guys. I'm someone who thinks that practice reps, if done the right way, are just so much more important than going against a vanilla defense
in
preseason.
And you can't.
I don't see the value in that. And there's a lot of risk attached to it as well.
And you can't put him out there behind an offensive line without David Bakhtiari,
no,
can you?
No,
and you can't rush David Bakhtiari back to play a preseason game just because Aaron Rodgers wants to get a few snaps, can you?
And that's kind of why I think Mike McCarthy, the day after Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, I expect to play, and David Bakhtiari's taking first-team reps, and he kind of put the brakes on a little bit and said, we got to see. I think they got to see if David Bakhtiari can go. That's the big thing, because you're right. They don't want to rush him out there either, because while it's not as significant as losing your quarterback, David Bakhtiari is the one guy not named Aaron Rodgers on this entire roster that they cannot lose. So, yeah, they've got to make sure he's right.
And since we're talking about David Bakhtiari, do they have to look outside the organization for tackle help after what we saw in that first game without Bulaga and Bakhtiari? Because that, I would, even in a regular season game, Ryan, I wouldn't put Aaron Rodgers behind that. I would just wave the white flag on that game if you didn't have both your starting tackles and say, you sit this one out, big guy.
It wasn't promising what you saw from Kyle Murphy at left tackle. Everything else, I think, is okay. I think Kyle Murphy's just fine at right tackle. You put him at right tackle. Brian Bulaga can't go. I think you're just fine with Kyle Murphy there. But they don't have a left tackle behind David Bakhtiari in this roster, and that's not a good thing. And in the middle of August, I don't think the chances are real high of them finding a guy that can do that outside of this on the market. So they got to have David Bakhtiari stay healthy.
So if Bakhtiari goes down, they're in trouble because they had no left tackle on this roster.
Yeah,
absolutely. What a kid they signed. What's his name? He played for Dallas.
Bell.
Now, here's the caveat,
swing guy.
Byron Bell's look. He's not a left tackle. He's a right tackle / interior lineman. Aaron Rodgers is such a good quarterback that he can curb on his own the importance of the offensive line. There are things that elite caliber quarterbacks can do, as you know, to minimize the effect of poor offensive line play. With that said, you can't get beat as badly as Kyle Murphy did multiple times Thursday night at left tackle on the blind side, and no quarterback. I mean, you can't have the rusher on the quarterback as soon as the ball is snapped.
That's Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider and our in-studio guest for the last hour and 20 minutes. Ryan, greatly appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming
Absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. It's fun.
And I got him a bottle
of
water.
No, before we let you go, your record is perfect as far as making predictions so far with the 2018 Green Bay Packers. Who do you got for tomorrow night's game against the Steelers?
As good as the quarterbacks and receivers looked for the Packers last week, and with Ben Roethlisberger not playing, unlike the Titans, who for some reason threw Marcus Mariota out there, which I didn't expect, I'll take the Packers. But I will say that, you know, if I'm 1-0, but yeah, if I'm wrong, just getting warmed up. But if the Steelers do win, it's just preseason.
Okay. All right.
If the Packers win, I'm 2-0.
But if the Packers win, you'll be telling us next week how you're 2-0. Okay. Ryan, thanks again, man. And we'll talk to you on Friday over the phone this time, because I don't expect you to make that drive Every time.
A lot of construction.
Or to deal with these jokers, right? For 90 minutes.
So, Robin, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a picture here.
Yes.
And if you folks want to see what Ryan Wood looks like, we're going to put it on our fan.
Listen to me. Hold on.
Should I go get my shoes?
Yes. I was just going to say he should go get his shoes.
Well, okay. We'll put him on the...
People want to see his shoes. They don't care about us.
We'll put him on the fan Facebook account. And
you can rip Ryan's shoes. Some more.
Should we have him wear them?
There's something to behold. No, they need their own Twitter account, frankly.
I think you should hold them
hold
up.
Hold them in his hands.
I think you should hold
he's
them up.
He's not going to be able to get in here.
You can he can hold his shoes up, and listen, Gary, you can just point at him.
Listen to me.
Gary's seen the shoes.
He's right, not going to be able to get those shoes in here, dude.
Yes, he will.
You won't be in here if he brings them in here.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
I'm telling you right now, those shoes, they got some stank on them, Leroy.
Hey, I wear socks in my shoes. Not a Neanderthal.
Well,
I wear socks in my shoes.
Take the picture outside, then. Keep the stink outside. There you go.
What color Dorito bag would you
Ryan,
smell like?
Thanks for putting up with us for almost 90 minutes.
The
I'm sure.
Red bag.
I'm sure Ryan's exhausted and is going to need a good night's sleep bag. Tonight after dealing with us, Sparky. You got any advice for him?
Only one kind of sheets you want for your bed at that point. It's brooklinen.com sheets. I was one of those people that used to go to the store all the time and get the cheapest sheets I could find in the store, and that's the way I went. And then I discovered
53 account.
Brook Linen sheets and realized that what I was missing, sheets really do make a difference in your every night's sleep. I learned, and you should learn too. Brooklyn and Sheets named the winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Raving reviews from Business Insider as well. They're based in Brooklyn, and that's obviously how you come up with the name brooklinen.com. They're not your typical New Yorkers, though. They live in the city that never sleeps, yet they're recommitted. They've committed themselves to bringing you the best sleep ever. Founded in early 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich, their mission to bring you five-star hotel-quality sheets to everyday life. They're luxury sheets without the luxury markup. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Brooklinen.com is giving an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code SPARKY at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code SPARKY at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code SPARKY. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Thanks again to Ryan Wood. Now through six innings at Wrigley Field between the Brewers and the Cubs. It's the Cubs 7, Brewers 2. And speaking of those Brewers, can Brewers fans believe what they're seeing, or is it but a mere mirage? We'll discuss when the Wendy's Big Show returns right after this. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Our thanks again to our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood, for joining us in studio since 2 o'clock. Put up with us for almost an hour and a
That's
half.
That's a great treat.
I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers.
You don't think Mike Clemens are going to be upset?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, good.
He knows Ryan works for us also.
He's going to be so mad he's going to go start stealing stuff.
Mike is in studio with us twice a week when he's not out up in Green Bay. He gets plenty of studio time with the
but
Big Show.
Mike's going to be so upset he's going to go start stealing stuff.
Just because he's old.
Allegedly.
An older gentleman.
Clemens isn't going to be mad because there was no free food here.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. There were no sandwiches for him to steal.
It doesn't have to be free anymore. He'll just take
it. That is true right there.
He'll just take it and forget that he took it.
It's 7-2 Cubs over the Brewers right now, top of the seventh inning out at Wrigley Field. Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show presented by Admirals Hockey with Tim and Tosh coming up as soon as that game is over. And turn your TV down, turn the Big Show up. Let us keep you company and talk some Brewers with us right now as we ask, do you think Ryan Braun can keep this up? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And Gary, we had this question down, and my answer to it was, yeah, I think it's still in Ryan Braun somewhere. He's a very talented baseball player, and obviously he's gotten to this point in his career and put up the numbers that he has up until now. But I just thought, well, I can't depend on Ryan Braun to stay healthy. And sure enough,
there it is.
As we're watching the game today, Ryan Braun leaves in the fifth inning, I believe it was, with right rib tightness.
Yeah. He's been
red hot, maybe the hottest hitter in baseball. He's batting .338, 17 home runs. And, that's his 78 games at Wrigley Field. I thought I was looking at the August stretch that he's in right now. In August, he's batting .388 with four homers, 12 RBI. He boosts his overall OPS to .770. which is great, and he's been hitting the ball hard all season long. His line drive rate is up above his career average. His average exit velocity is up above his career average. He's just been finding gloves, it seems, every time he hits the ball out into the field. So it's there. I just don't know that Ryan Braun can stay healthy for any long stretch of games. That's the only thing I wonder about.
Sound like Nostradamus, whatever his name is.
You got close.
Who?
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus. Yeah.
Him too.
Yeah. It's what you sound like right now, because look at him. He's out of the game. And so that in lies your problem. Can he be healthy? Can he stay? He just doesn't have it anymore, Rami. Let me just paraphrase this. He doesn't have it in him anymore to be great like he used to be for 162 games. Is that how many games they play?
Yes, it is.
Finally got that right.
Yeah, you did.
8 years.
Usually you say 182.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that confused with the basketball scale. They play for 182 in the NBA.
They play 82 in the NBA.
Okay, what's 100 more games?
Nothing. Yeah. No. No difference at all.
It's a horse apiece.
Just 100 more games.
Yeah.
So you're in the same boat as me.
Yes.
You just don't think he can stay healthy.
No, I just don't. And so you get what you can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're thrilled that you got this
Correct.
From him since the start
right.
of August.
Right.
You but I don't know that you can count on getting this from him
right.
for much longer, especially after today, Sparky leaves the game with right rib tightness.
Which Leroy doesn't know what it is either.
I right rib tightness.
Yeah. I look.
It's oblique.
You know, they're down by a lot, so whatever. For me, I said yesterday when I was doing the postgame show for Tim and Baby Tausch that I said at the beginning of the year that this was going to be a special season. And I said, if Braun stays healthy for the next 45 days, then it truly is a special season if Braun can actually stay healthy this long. I just didn't think he could. And furthermore, you look at how Braun has been the last couple of years and his health goes, this is a problem. This is a real problem for this team because this offense is not nearly as good without Ryan Braun as it is with Ryan Braun. And that's a big issue because when Braun's banging that four hole, Rami, and Aguilar's batting in that three hole, and Braun's on fire like he was, that opposing pitcher looks at Braun on that deck and goes, I really don't want to deal with that right now.
Right. Let me give Jesus something he can hit. Hopefully he grounds it to the second baseman.
Okay, now take Braun out of the lineup and now go, okay, so now instead of that being the lineup, now all of a sudden it's going to be, I don't know, Moustakas batting three and Aguilar batting four. Sure, but now the five hitter is Travis Shaw, who, you know, was really good and has had his moments this year, obviously. Had a big double earlier in today's game. But it's just not the same without Ryan Braun in that lineup. And if you lose him to the 10-day DL now or something like that, and you lose him for 2 weeks, that is going to be something that's going to hurt this offense. And this offense is going to be the reason they make or don't make the playoffs, I think. That is going to be the reason. You score 7 runs yesterday, and now you're struggling for 2 today. I mean, That is where this is going to be a make or break type next month and a half is going to be based on how consistent this offense can be scoring 5 or 6 runs. And if Ryan Braun isn't a part of this offense, it's going to be much tougher to do.
Do you think Ryan Braun can keep this up? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the Fan. Do you believe what your eyes are seeing when it comes to Ryan Braun? You may not believe what your ears are hearing when Sparky tells you about the deals over at Sight and Sound Solutions.
Yeah, Sight and Sound Solutions, man. We've been talking about Sight and Sound Solutions for a number of years, and a number of people have taken my recommendation and have made the switch to DirecTV over to Sight and Sound Solutions. What happened?
What do you mean? There was the liner to Addison Russell. They tried to double up Mike Moustakas on
and
second.
Hurt and Pena in the process.
They were, that is Pena. I'm sorry. I thought that was Moustakas. Baez tripped over Pena, and both guys seem a little bit shook up.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Anyways, Sight and Sound Solutions.
He's holding his shoulder.
I know.
Yeah.
Sight and Sound Solutions is who you need to go to make that switch to DirecTV. And I got a perfect reason why. If you call today and get signed up with the package I'm about to tell you about, you can get the NFL Sunday ticket at no cost for the upcoming football season and $500 in Visa cards. $500 in Visa cards. You can use these Visa cards anywhere Visa is accepted. There are no tricks. You don't have to use it for Sight and Sound Solutions. You don't have to use it for DirecTV. You don't have to use it for AT&T. This is the package. You get AT&T home phone, AT&T internet, DirecTV, the choice package, comes with that. That includes Fox Sports Wisconsin. You get the Genie, the home DVR, 1,000 hours of recording space on that home DVR for yourself. Plus, you get free installation through Sight and Sound Solutions of your DirecTV. They can come out and install it within a couple of days of you signing up. And as I said, the NFL Sunday Ticket at no additional cost and the best customer service you're going to find. Trust me when I tell you, the customer service you're going to get with Sight and Sound Solutions is far better than you're going to get with any 1-800 number you're going to call to sign up for service. This is the way to go. Al at Sight and Sound Solutions is the only way to go. And again, $500 in Visa cards if you call up today. The package
so he
starts.
Likes Al over Alan?
Yeah, I'm just going with Alan because nice. You made fun of me with Alan. $99 a month to start out. Get football the way you want with the NFL Sunday Ticket. I'm being honest. Only on DirecTV. You've changed me on that. Every out-of-market game every Sunday. Yeah, plus, watch games anywhere on your favorite device. Call Sight and Sound Solutions today. 262-754-1500. 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. Automatic renews each season. Prevailing rate. Allens Castle Price start of the season. It's like international games excluded. Remote access in one game at a time. Data charge may apply. Call for details.
Yeah, Sparky was always calling him Alan when he would do these reads on the show.
Yeah.
And I'd met him a handful of times. I didn't know the guy all that well. So then I finally, when I bought my house, I was like, all right, I'm going to get DirecTV. I listen to Sparky. I'm going to go get DirecTV. I call him up and call him Alan. And now I feel like... I'm the jerk. Doesn't know that he goes to Al, even though I've met him multiple times before that.
I was just going off with
exactly. I just read what's in front of me. That's all I do. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
We'll hit a quick break. Is Leroy going to surprise us with his opinion on Ryan Braun after a break? And do you think that the Brewers outfielder can keep it up? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Speaking of which, Jeff Orlowski has the latest from Wrigley Field between the Brewers and the Cubs and the Wendy's Big Show. Will be right back. So Wendy's Big Show, Brewers making some news out at Wrigley Field. They trail the Cubs 7-3 in the top of the seventh inning with one out, but bases loaded. Mike Moustakas at the plate. Oh, no, that's not Mike Moustakas. That's Hernan Perez at the plate. Carl Edwards on the mound will keep you abreast to any developments that may happen.
Perez came in for Braun. This would be Braun.
I believe you are correct, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what you going to do, Leroy? You going to answer the question?
Braun would have came up right here.
Hold up.
And would have hit a grand slam.
Do you think Ryan Braun can keep this up, what we've seen from him in August? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And again, in August, Ryan Braun is batting .388, 19 for 49, 4 homers, 12 RBI. That's brought his OPS up to .770. It was .711 at the All-Star break. Do you think he can keep this up? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Leroy, you're the resident Ryan Braun honk on the show. What do you think?
The same thing I said when he hit into a double play when the bases are loaded. I'm still a Ryan Braun fan. He is two home runs.
Say you weren't going to be no Ryan Braun fan.
I know. I'm just setting precedent on how good his swing is, and he's still one of the best guys on the team. And I don't need him to keep it up. I need him in his spot duty to be clutch. That's what I need. So one of these two games, he was clutch. I'm okay with that. If he went out with some tightness, I'm okay with that. I'm not asking for him to play all 162 games. I want him in there when it's crunch time to come up big. I think the everyday player, we probably have seen that pass. So I would love to have him in dosages. It's fantastic. It's just good to see whenever H playing well. It makes that team dangerous.
Boop. There it is.
There was an RBI single from Hernan Perez to left field. Now 7-4 Cubs and still bases loaded with one out. Carl Edwards on the mound. Actually, they are pulling Carl Edwards
anybody
out right now. What's that?
He didn't get anybody out.
No, he did not.
No, he walked. Well. Again, that would have been Ryan Braun right there, Perez. But he gets a single. I'm okay with that. Keep this thing going.
Did he answer the question?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I was just going to ask that
myself. Y'all just didn't listen. Let me say it again.
Hold on.
Yes, he could keep it up, but I want him in spot duty. I don't want him to play 162 games. Right. I want him to play 84 games.
Okay.
It don't matter. But since the month of August, he's hitting .388. Can he keep the .388 up? He doesn't have to.
That is.
He can hit .305, and I'm going to be all right with it. He can hit .160. I'm okay with it. So I just want to be consistent to let you guys know that anytime 8 is up, if he does some damage, it makes this team dangerous. He's the only one that has that. Now, if I have to repeat that, I can do it.
No, I think we got it.
Okay.
I think we're all set.
Come on. Now, y'all know what my answer was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he's
dangerous. But Ronnie
dangerous.
Teased it pretty good before the break, acting like maybe you were going to say something different.
Yeah, he did. He did. Can I give Rami these weird looks?
He held some listeners.
Maybe.
Yeah, he held some listeners.
He thought maybe I was going to waver a little because I gave him that look like, child, please. It's over. No.
I'm just here to try to keep people to the next quarter hour. That's my job.
People over at Ebony 2 are like, there's no way he's changing Ryan Broad, Rami. What do you think is going to happen?
Nope.
Not everybody knows LeRoy as well as the guys over at Ebony 2, though.
That's
what
I'm saying.
So I think I might have fooled a few of you and held you over through the next quarter hour.
Maybe Tasha has on a brown jersey, I think. My nephew stole mine.
Should he not be wearing that?
That number's too low. He should wear any Brewer that wears number 10-something.
So that goes for baseball, too.
Yeah.
It's not just football where Baby Tosh can't wear the single digits.
Right.
Or anything in the teens or 20s or 30s or 40s.
No.
Or 50s? Can he get away with 50s?
Yeah, 50 he can get away with.
50 and up?
50
okay,
and up.
All right.
Yeah. He can get away with 40s.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? Has Ryan Braun, and this probably so, but has Ryan Braun been hurt more since after the whole
come on, Gary, don't be media guy.
What are you asking the question? We don't know that.
But I don't know if you can correlate that versus age.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know
because there is an age factor.
Right, I don't know. I mean,
how
it seems that way. Yes.
How do you get real results?
Ronnie could call up. Look at his year to year stats.
I'm just curious of that.
Ronnie.
Since after the whole thing,
what
has he been hurt?
About?
Has he been hurt more often?
Seems that way
than he has been previous before that. Or, well, we know the amount of games that he's played has actually gone down significantly,
there we go.
Right?
We can look at games played. Rami's got it up.
Yeah, right?
Games played.
What do we got, Ron?
2013 was the year that he had the 50-game suspension.
Okay.
For Biogenesis.
Go back.
Actually,
it was more than that. It was 80 games, I think.
It was, you're right. 80, it was an 80-game suspension.
Total,
The following year, well, before that, he had played 113, 151, 158, 157, 154 games.
Okay.
Since then, he's played 135, 140, 135, last year 104, and so far this season 90 games.
He hasn't come within close of 150 games.
So there has been a drop-off
significant.
So what about a year after? What about a year after he got suspended? What was that one?
135.
Oh wow, dropped off 20 games.
I'll take that.
Well, no, I'm just.
I'll take 135 games.
Now, remember, when that whole thing went down, everybody was saying, well, he was doing that to try to keep himself healthier to be able to get on the field
exactly.
and cover quicker.
Right. Well, plus, you would miss a lot of games because that's what it does.
If that's true, if that's what he was doing, how different is his career if he's only averaging 135 games every year of his career? How different are his numbers? How different is everything if he wasn't able to stay on the field that whole time had he not been taking it?
I think I don't know what you're implying that he took, but I'm going to just assume that y'all saying. Minerals.
Why was he suspended, Leroy? Do you know why he was suspended 80 games?
Allegedly, it was called something that Rami turned into the media. That's what I heard now.
Rami
turned
into
a piece of paper. Okay. Him and John Lester got together
John Lester?
And cooked up something. Yep. That's who I'm blaming.
Probably a better chance of Jake Arrieta.
I wish I could take credit for breaking that story, man. I did not. I did not break that story.
I've told you guys before, the only thing I did not like was him bringing up the young man, throwing him under the bus. I did not like that. I was very critical of that. You cannot bring another guy into your demise because the guy did nothing wrong. And for you to do that, I did not like it.
I understand.
Everything else, I don't care what y'all say.
I understand he had lunch or dinner with the guy since then.
I don't know.
He went to his house
to make amends.
And had dinner with him.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you won't get reported, though.
I was going to say.
I never would have let him in my house.
No. I mean,
why?
He can get the hell off my property now.
So he jeopardized the guy's career, man, and his livelihood and his family. Okay, but I can forgive. That doesn't mean I'm going to let you into my house.
That's a good Christian young man.
Probably better than me. I'll admit that.
Now,
if he would have taken me,
pretty much bailed on him, you know.
Had he taken me to Wendy's, Sparky,
that's a big difference.
We might be best buds.
And that watermelon tea they got, or whatever it is, and mix it with some pink lemonade. Hey, man, you can look up on that board, man, and you can tell them to mix all of them. I said, I don't know if they'll do it. They did it, especially the one right there on Howell. And Drexel, I think. Howell and Drexel. Come either way.
That's where I went and got the 4-for-4 last weekend.
Claude,
Wendy's 4-for-4, better than ever. Now you have 8 different entree options along with nuggets, fry, and drink.
Mix
all
them
for
all.
Just $4. Pick from favorites like the double stack. That's the one I did. Junior bacon cheeseburger. That's a good one, too. Spicy chicken go wrap and many more. Available at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And don't forget to download the Wendy's app. If you do, you can get a Dave's Double with a half a pound of hot and juicy beef, along with a small fry and a drink for just $5 when you download the Wendy's app. That's a whole lot of delicious Wendy's food for just $5. Download the app right now. Brewers blew in a golden opportunity.
Yeah.
They hit it hard.
They did.
They leave the bases loaded. Still 7-4 Cubs now through 6.5. That was the top of the seventh, right? So through 6.5. Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tauschmidt, the Blaine's Farm and Fleet Baseball postgame show coming up as soon as that game is over. We'll hear from Mike Pettine, the Packers defensive coordinator, after a short break. And speaking of the Packers, latest from Packers camp with our embedded Green Bay football reporter, Mike Clemens, right now.
Boop, there it is.
Another development in Brewers and Cubs. While the Wendy's big show was in a break, Albert Elmora, a solo homer for the Cubs to lead off the seventh inning. That makes it 8-4 Chicago. Bottom of the seventh inning, now one out. Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tauschmidt, and the Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show coming up as soon as that game is over. Packers up at camp, and a new scheme being implemented by new defensive coordinator Mike Pettine, and one of the guys who could be a centerpiece in the future of this defense, a guy I know a lot of Packers fans are high on, is Montravius Adams. He heads into his second year on this Packers roster. We were talking a few weeks ago about guys who could make that jump in their second year, as Mike McCarthy likes to see guys do. A lot of folks are picking Montravius Adams to be that dude, but Mike Pettine says right now it's all just potential with Montravius Adams. Everybody slow down.
I think we all see in Montravius the potential, but at some point that word, you know, it's got to turn into the realization of it. So I think he's taken great strides since the spring, and hopefully he continues on that trend.
Is that a message being sent or just a guy answering a question?
I think it's a true statement, because you gotta play hard all the time. And that's what he wants. If you're going to be in there just for certain packages, say you're going to be in there for a drive, if some team puts together a 10-play drive and you're out there for five plays, I need you to go all out. The problem is he goes every other play, and that's just not good. And then maybe the media see the one time he splits a double team and gets a tackle for a loss, then the next time he gets buried. He wants the consistency of being a player that's an ascending player, especially when you got the Mike Daniels and the Dean Lowry's, the Kenny Clarks. You're trying to get some time in with these guys.
Yeah, it's a stacked depth chart that they have up front.
Right. So you're the biggest guy in there that can play that prototype 3 technique, 0 technique, or whatever they want you to do. Just be consistent, and you'll be able to play. So these preseason, meet them in the Super Bowl one day or something. But this is a good test for them because they got pretty good offensive lines.
What do you hear mostly, though, Rami, from about defensive linemen, though, just in general?
What do you mean, what do I hear the most?
Like, you know, the commentary or the bad part about defensive linemen when they come on and talk about it is basically about effort.
Yep.
They don't go every single play. They take plays up. So what the Packers have done in years past is just going with guys with what? High
motor.
Mm-hmm. High motor, which means that this guy may not have all the talent all these other guys have, but you're going to get high motor every single play. And that's kind of the toughest part to me about drafting defensive linemen. The really, truly, and talented ones also have the high motor, but they also have the talent to go along with it. But most time than not, you mostly get the guys that either have the high motor or guys that give it to you every once in a while.
Yeah, the J.J. Watts. Yeah. There's a reason he's J.J. Watt. Because he has the talent and that kind of
motor. And the high motor.
Right.
But now he can't stay healthy.
Right.
You know, it's just, who's your boy, Jadeveon? What's Jadeveon got?
Clowney.
Yeah, what do you got?
Talent.
Okay.
Up the wazoo.
But you ain't getting no high motor.
That's true.
Got talent the wazoo, but no high motor. So it's almost tough for that spot in the NFL. But if you get them both, you're right. You got J.J. Watt if he can stay healthy. You get a Hall of Famer is what you get.
Meanwhile, while that D line is a strength of that Packers defense, many people wondering about the inside linebackers.
Let me hear from you.
Not only how well they will play, but calling the plays and calling that defense. Mike Pettine talked a little bit about that.
Well, usually we put it on them if they can handle it. So it's usually by player. Blake certainly seems to me to be the type he's going to be able to handle a lot, but we're still very much in the early stages of getting it in and getting live reps of certain calls and getting the chance to practice kind of all the, you know, the trouble spots and some of the certain calls that the Mike linebacker can get us out of. But at this point, you have to guard against kind of teaching the exceptions. So we want to learn the defense first and then start to circle back and know where we can tweak something or change it.
And he says it's absolutely crucial that they figure out what they're doing with those inside linebackers.
I hope you evolve to the point where the linebackers have a really good sense of not just the front mechanics for the run, but the coverage part as well. And as you know, I referred to him as the nerve center the other day, and that's really true.
Kind of like a quarterback on offense, those guys need not only to know where they need to be at any given moment, they need to know where everybody on that defense needs to be at any given moment. Do they have the guys to run that ship?
Don't they seem young?
You tell me.
Well, Oren Burks starts.
Yeah, I mean, Oren Burks going to be a starter, cuz.
Yeah, he's young.
But at this point,
Blake Martinez
is established, isn't he?
How long has he been in the league? 3 years?
Three years.
He led the league in tackles.
3 years?
Three guys led it. He tied him. So, yeah, he's ready.
They don't know what they got, man. They don't know what they got.
It's a new defense, so it's a little
uptick.
Uptick.
New terminology.
Yep. New voices, two different coaches.
Wilkerson, Clark, and Daniels have to have big ears.
They better. The defensive line, Steve, you're right.
That's got to
be. They got to come to play.
Yeah, they've got to really
but
be. Not even,
but all of them.
Right.
Like, we skipped over. You didn't say them. But yeah, that whole defensive line, Steve, is it.
Yeah, they've got to really anchor this defense, take pressure off everybody else. They really do, and that includes stopping the run and getting a little pressure on the quarterback. They kind of got to do everything. That's where they invested, you know, the time and the money, I guess, to a certain degree, as far as Daniels obviously has been a Pro Bowl player. Clark took a step, I think, last year, and they're expecting him to take another step. And then you get Wilkerson on the cheap with a roll of the dice that says, look, if he plays to the talent level that he has, that's a huge difference maker for this defensive line. If he plays like he did when he first came into the league before, I think he got disinterested with the Jets losing and just kind of checked out on him a little bit. But if he plays up, that defensive line could be a difference maker and take some pressure, too, off of Matthews and Perry staying healthy if they can do their job.
Yeah, I think that's what they're banking on, is that defensive line will set the tone for the entire defense and the rest of the guys can feed off of that. We all just looked up at the TV because Addison Russell had a nice-looking swing on the ball.
Well, because Orlovsky, you know, him, he's the one. We wouldn't have hadn't even looked up had he raised
Sorry
his hands
that.
And doing there all
was,
that mess.
There was just a moment of dead air as all our heads, all our eyes darted up at the
home
ABC
nope,
audio run. Video flat panels, but it was a foul ball.
Yeah, blame me.
Nothing to
blame
worry about
me.
Here.
Okay.
Can I ask him something?
He's a Cubs fan.
Can you save it for next segment?
Yeah,
I just want to finish getting through these
Mike
Pettine stuff. All right, cool. No problem.
Brace yourself, Jeff.
We saw a very vanilla defense in that opening week of the preseason. LeRoy thought that we would see more. He was predicting some blitz packages and more than we usually see from a defense in week one of the preseason. Pettine explained why that was.
We didn't want to disguise anything with scheme. We wanted to see who could line up and play, who could win their one-on-one matchup. And that's what the preseason's for. And then as the added bonus is, you know, not wanting to, you know, tip the hand too much of what we're going to be playing when we get to the regular season. But, you know, with as many guys as we had out as well, you know, it wasn't an elaborate game plan.
But Pettine says that is about to change.
Front-wise, who could knock the guy back in front of him? Who could release off of a block? You know, who could cover their man one-on-one? It was all simple, fundamental stuff. It was all about winning their matchup, so... You know, and that's where we are. I mean, and I think that's a great way for us to evaluate our young guys. But as I said, we'll start to ramp it up a little bit.
Obviously, you guys will talk more about the game against the Steelers tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Get you ready for that preseason matchup. I will be on the Chuck and Winkler show.
Oh.
I'll be Chuck for the morning and Friday morning and Monday morning. So tune in. weekday at 6 to 10 here on The Fan. Leroy, how much more do you expect to see from the defense?
Well, I think you'll see a lot. I don't think they trusted those guys. That's basically what he's saying. I mean, because if you got a new program, listen, he's not going to tip anything. People know the system he's going to run. Every offensive coordinator knows, because coaches are kind of the most narcissistic people ever. They're just arrogant. Everybody thinks their stuff works.
How much different
they're not going to change at all.
How much different is Pettine's stuff versus what Dom did?
Oh, I think it's relatively different because you're asked to do different things. With Dom, it was just certain packages that he fell in love with, and offensive coordinators know that. They just kind of know that because they think their stuff don't work. Pettit seems to be, I would change based on my personnel. So if he find out these guys can't play bump and run, he won't call a lot of that. He'll just get them off and just try to save the down. You're going to be very vanilla, but you may give up 390 yards, 400 yards, but you're not going to let teams score. That's basically what he's going to have to do. So it just, your terminology should not be a sentence or a paragraph. It should just be one or two words, and you know what it is. Defense is not that hard. I think what makes it hard is you're not running your stuff because you're holding guys back. You need to run this stuff now so these guys can get game experience in preseason so they'll know what to do when Chicago rolls around. Because one of these guys can say, listen, I got cut because I wasn't able to run the playbook. I run all the vanilla stuff. I'm a better blitzer. I didn't get to blitz the whole preseason. Now I got to go to another team and get 8 or 9 sacks, and we say we missed on that guy because we didn't show the stuff. So show your stuff against Pittsburgh, not a common opponent. You don't play a lot of AFC teams. But let these guys go, man. Just find out what you have.
Were you asking that, Sparky, because you saw Andy Benoit's tweet the other day?
Correct.
Saying that Dom and Pettine are very similar scheme-wise.
Correct.
Well, it's a base 3-4, but they don't. The quarterback, Pettit, is, here's how they're different in my way. Pettit, the quarterback has to guess who's the free guy because they're bringing more than you can block. With Dom's system, you know who the free guy is coming. It's up to you to get him.
But
you know,
you're going to get.
It's a lot of guesswork.
You're going to get what you didn't get from Dom Capers, you're going to get some four-man front. I saw four-man front.
For sure. Well, adding Wilkerson, you would assume that's what they were thinking.
Yeah, I saw four-man front in practice with one backer.
Well, he needs to run that as much so they'll know what they're doing.
Makes sense.
So you're going to get...
Is Clay then the one backer?
Mm-hmm.
I see, if they keep... Lineman. And I'm going to go to fantasy land here. But if they keep Clay and add Khalil Mack, and that same alignment, Mack would stay on the field.
Or they'd have Mack put a hand in the ground.
No.
Yeah, left
and
side.
And put Clay in the middle.
Yeah.
Put him on the left
Guess
side and say, go
do,
get the quarterback.
He pro bowl at both positions. Didn't he make pro bowl at outside backer?
Man, and inside backer.
Yeah. Inside backer? Okay.
He's awesome.
Khalil Mack, if you have Khalil Mack inside with Matthews and Perry outside,
oh man,
I think things get real fun. At that point.
See, I had a similar thought. I was thinking Mac and Perry on the outside and Clay on the inside.
You do that too?
You do that too.
All that sounds good to me, y'all.
All right.
Yeah. Y'all should be the coach.
You hear that? Make it happen, Brian Gutekunst. Sounds good to Leroy Butler.
Well, they're going to wait. Right. They're going to wait till Oakland gets desperate here. So that's what you got to do.
Right.
I would have called already.
Well, I don't think they're... It just
They've
feels
already
like,
talked.
You can
feels,
call? They can't...
Well, yeah, but it feels like They've Oakland talked. Is not ready to do anything yet.
Right.
It feels like they're just going to... See how long he can sit out there, and maybe he caves in. Khalil Mack, and
he's already rejected offers. He wants more money and more guarantees, but they got to figure. They've already talked, but how can you fit another guy in the 20s? What you're about to get Aaron Rodgers maybe next year? You're gonna have to give him those first round. You got to let a couple.
He's
gonna
take Matthews and Cobb's money. Rami explained this
right
yeah.
the other day. Yeah,
Matthews
yeah.
and Cobb's
They're
come off
gone.
The books. He can renegotiate Plus. Some other contracts like Bulaga and a few other guys.
Nick Perry.
Get rid of the first round.
The,
picks.
The money
That's
is
a lot
there.
Of money.
The money is there. I think that they can fit it into their books.
They could still bring Clay back on a reasonable deal.
And we're talking about NFL football, but college football is even closer, you guys. And Bofording Beer presents the College Football Kickoff Friday, August 31st at Sport Club Downtown. You'll have the Badgers opening their season. You'll have the Brewers taking on the Nationals, and you'll have the Kick the Keg competition. Order the last Bofording from the keg, win a $50 gift card to Sport Club. No limit on the number of kegs throughout the night. There will be a lot of kegs tapped, and the last person to get a beer from each keg is going to get a $50 gift card to the Sport Club. You'll also have Badgers and Brewers raffle. We'll have raffles for Brewers versus Cubs tickets, Badgers football, Big Ten tickets, and everyone at the bar gets a raffle ticket, and you'll get additional raffle tickets earned by ordering a Bofording beer or Ramborn cider. Raffle drawing is at halftime of the Badgers game. There'll also be a special menu featuring specials on Bofording beer and Ramborn cider. And here's the best part of the night: a Rami Makhlouf appearance. Get the Bofording selfie with Rami you've always wanted. Rami will be there from 7 until 9 p.m.
I thought you don't take good pictures.
I don't.
So you doing selfies.
Wow. Hey, man.
I slept in my Bofording shirt last night.
It's an appearance. I'm not going to tell people if they come up to me at a public appearance. No pictures. I'm too hideous. I don't know how to smile.
Just don't get a side view. You're good.
No, my profile is the absolute worst. I do not take any pictures with my profile voluntarily. And
what do you think you look like on your profile picture?
Constipated.
No, that's not what I was thinking. What
you think? You
Jafar
like?
From Aladdin is what is what I've been told.
Jafar's pretty good looking though. Dude.
No, he is not.
He is.
No, he is.
Leroy
not.
Jafar. Look, what's his name? Jafar.
Jafar. Yes.
Yeah, no, he looked good.
That was the bad guy in Aladdin, wasn't
yeah, he's,
it? The
yeah.
Bad, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. No, that's not who you want to.
I tell you what,
be compared
man.
To.
Y'all had it going on yesterday though down at.
Me,
at
yeah. Want to thank the guys from Bofording and everybody who came out to the 12th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries WSSP charity golf outing. Yeah, Bofording was on two holes. I was lucky enough, and it was just pure luck of the draw, random drawing for all the pairings and foursomes out there at the golf outing. I was lucky enough to end up with my guys, Rob and Kevin, along with their friends, Eric and Randy, for our foursome out at the golf outing.
Yeah, that was luck.
We had an awesome time out there. That was a lot of fun, and we did a lot of good for Give Kids the World. So if you missed it, well, come on out next year. You'll have another chance to go.
Dog, I need me a shirt, man. They ran out of shirts before I got over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You want a Bofording shirt.
Those are good-looking shirts with the collar.
I'm sure Rob is listening right now.
Rob, give me a shirt, man. Large.
I slept in mine last year.
They were trying to hold Leroy, they were trying to hold me a shirt. Everybody. Dude, we had people going past us to get to the hole to get to the shirt.
I got the white and green one.
Now, you're talking about the green collared golf shirt?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want the golf shirt. I wanted the old neck, the white one. They got both of them on
white,
the back.
The white tee?
Yeah, that's the one I slept in last night.
I got both.
Yeah, people was passing up holes to get to the shirts.
I was passing up holes to get to the beer.
Sam and Sam on the first hole. And a boy and girl named Sam. They were very nice.
And
that lady by herself, she was super nice.
That Robert Specialty Meat Buffet every year just outdoes itself.
Come on,
good Lord.
How could he swing a club after that?
For real. If we were smart. Well, we are smart. If we were smarter, we would have a mattress company sponsoring the next hole after Roberts so we all could take a nap and then continue on with our day. Like a tent over some nice new mattresses. Doesn't Chuck do something for some mattress company or something?
He did. I don't know if he said
okay. We got to get them on the hole right after Roberts.
Tie that right in together, right?
Just tie it all in together. Yes, sir. So, again, thanks to the guys from Bofording, Roy from Great Lakes Dragway, our gold sponsor, all our sponsors and people who participated in the golf outing yesterday. Again, we raised a lot of money for Give Kids the World, which I can't think of a better charity. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. A lot of people talking about the problems that college football has who didn't play college football. We have two guys who did, and they'll talk about it right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
We talk about athletes who are working to be at the top of their game, but I think every guy out there is working to be their very best. We all want to be at the top of our game, have the most energy, and being the best in every part of life. Gary Ellison here for Mantality Health in Milwaukee and Madison. You can find them at lowtusa.com. Mantality is a new healthcare facility that is dedicated to helping men just like you feel their very best, feel vitalized, and perform better. Maybe you're surfing the effects of low testosterone. You might be tired. You have low energy. Or maybe you're having trouble sleeping. You just don't feel like yourself anymore. Well, you know what, folks? it's okay to ask for help. And Mentality is going to help you out with real board-certified physicians in a real medical facility that provides FDA-approved testosterone treatment. And get this, unlike other places, Mentality takes insurance. These guys are legit with a 9% success rate. If you're sick or not feeling like the guy you used to be, make an appointment for your free consultation today at Mentality Health in Milwaukee. Again, that's Mentality in Milwaukee and Madison at LowTUSA.com.
I wanted to get Leroy and Gary's thoughts on a really sad story that's come out of college football before this Brewers-Cubs game is over, and it's one out now, bottom of the eighth, 8-4 Cubs, and Tim Allen, Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt, and the Blaine's Farm and Fleet baseball postgame show coming up as soon as that game is over. But as two guys who have been there and done that when it comes to college football and the grind of making yourself a college football career, I wanted your guys' thoughts on what's gone down at Maryland, because I've heard a lot of people who never played college football talk about this. And if you haven't heard the story, Maryland has accepted responsibility for its role in the event that ultimately led to the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair back on June 13th, 2 weeks after being taken to the hospital suffering from heat stroke. The university president said on Tuesday that the school accepts legal and moral responsibility for the mistakes made by its training staff. McNair was rushed to Washington Adventist Hospital with a body temperature of 106 degrees. Mm. But according to McNair, family attorney Billy Murphy, nobody called 911 until an hour after he had suffered a seizure at 5 p.m. on that fateful day. The university insisted that no student, athlete, trainer, or coach has reported a 5 p.m. seizure. However, athletic director Damon Evans admitted McNair, quote, did not receive appropriate medical care and mistakes were made by some of our athletic training personnel. Among the mistakes made, they say that his temperature was not taken on the practice field after complaining about heat fatigue. They also did not try to apply cold water immersion treatment and did not follow the correct emergency response procedure. And according to some reports, the head coach, after the kid had complained that he wasn't feeling right, made him go ahead and finish the drills that they were in the middle of doing. Head coach DJ Durkin, I don't know how the dude doesn't lose his job, and a lot of other people don't feel the brunt of this. Is there any excuse for what happened here, Gary, Leroy?
So my childhood friend's name is Greg Pratt, played for the University of Auburn. We played together on a high school football team. Greg Pratt died running a series of 400s, what the times that they had to do at Auburn. He and I visit Florida State together. We visit Florida together. He was 1 year older than me. So this kind of hits home to me a little bit. I was a freshman at Wisconsin. He was a sophomore at Auburn. And I remember when it happened and how sad our whole community was, just a young guy just kind of died like that in at football practice. And I think that was under one of the dyes. I forget, was it Pat Dye? One of the dye coaches was then coaching at University of Auburn. I mean, they didn't find them to do anything wrong, but I'm sure there were some procedural things that they didn't do. Listen, this happens almost every year in football where a kid dies. I mean, this is not uncommon at all. It should be. And you have the problem that you have, Rummy, is you have guys, you're taught to give everything you got and be pushed to the limit. And kids will do that. This is one of the reasons why I chose to coach, because you got guys out there, and I don't know, DJ, is it DJ Durkin?
Yeah, and already their strength and conditioning coach, Rick Court, has resigned from his position, yeah, as a lot of the blame is falling on him. And in addition to everything that I laid out just a second ago, according to a report from ESPN, there were detailed allegations of verbal abuse and bullying by both Durkin and strength and conditioning coach Court before this thing even and broke.
See, all that stuff comes out, but there's verbal abuse, okay? A lot in sports. In general,
and especially in football, when
yes,
you say especially
I mean, I
in
tell
football,
you that right now, right. You know, I mean, so they're going to paint a picture for you, but if you don't think there's verbal abuse going on at probably 9% of the college programs, you probably got your head in the sand.
You got another thing coming.
Yeah, some more than others, but that's out there. I mean, because that's just the way that thing is, and two, Nothing. You got to know your kids to run. You got to get to know your kids. There are some kids that are playing Fortnite 24/7, and they don't even go outside.
Yep.
They don't do nothing.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, training camp comes. They got to go run.
Yep. And
they ain't done nothing. Yep. So, but as a coach, that's part of your job, is to figure out who your Fortnite kids are now these days, because it's a different day. Figure out who your Fortnite kids are and figure out who are the kids that are actually training. Because that doesn't mean that the Fortnite kids can't play, because they can. They're just not dedicated like everybody else. But you got to figure that out on your own.
They didn't show up in football shape.
Right, but you can't hold that against them. You still got to be able to coach them and coach them up and then get them up to speed with everybody else if you care about them.
And make sure you're not putting them at risk.
Correct.
First and foremost.
Yes. Correct. Yep. If you care about them, you still got to, because everybody ain't the same. Everybody not motivated the same. That's the great part about coaching. And to me, the great part about coaching is to get the Fortnite kids caught up with the other kids and make this sport mean something to them. So later on in life, they understand the value of doing what they need to do to get caught up with everybody else. It's just an unfortunate thing, but this happens in our sport, football, a lot.
You remember Corey Stringer? Remember
Corey Stringer? Yeah. Was that the Vikings?
Yeah, the Vikings.
Ohio State guy.
Yeah, but it's like a blurred line between being coached and pushed to the limit and being a tough guy. And I think that's the reason why more parents are becoming coaches, stuff like that. But and we have coaches that listen to our shows all the time. I mean, so it'd be great to one day get their perspective. But in this case, to accept the responsibility. To me, I mean, it's all very sad. But when you accept the responsibility and not throwing it out, lawsuits and defending this and that, I think it's remarkable when you accept the responsibility of it. I think I like that better than, trying to defend it, saying, well, hey, it just happened. Our lawyers will talk to your lawyers and they all get all drawn out. But it's not going to get a lot of because of what happened with came out with the Catholic churches and the priests and all that with the kids and stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's just so sad to me. But when you're talking about a young man doing his job and dying, I mean, who accepts the responsibility? They said they're going to do the right thing by his family and stuff like that. We just hope it never happens. Can we all be around kids that play in hot weather?
How does this happen though? Every year. Are there still coaches out there who are so fixated on this tough guy persona and this attitude and this old school way of doing things that they don't learn the lesson from other people's mistakes?
The medical people, Rami, you're right about that. The medical people, they're scared of the coaches.
Right. Medical people,
you
got to
have five
that.
Water breaks. Man, I'm not taking five water breaks. I got to practice. Dude, it's 95 degrees. Take five water breaks. What's the big deal? They're scared of the coaches, to your point, if you can finish.
Right. Yeah, Spark is reacting to what just happened in the Cubs-Brewers game. Ian Happ crashes into the wall, making a leaping catch on a line drive by Christian Yelich. Now one out in the top of the ninth.
And see, Rami, you want to know something? And I know that this thing right here, what is it going to take for a guy to split his head in two when we all know that that's going to happen at some point?
What do you mean, with the brick wall?
That crashes into the brick wall?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened. Oh, I'm sure it has. I'm sure guys.
What's going to happen? Because that is not safe. But that is people. We got to have the ivy. That's not safe for players. I mean, okay, have the ivy, but let's put a pad all around and grow the ivy over the pad. What's going to take? What's going to take for a guy to run head first into that and get paralyzed? It may not happen in our lifetime, but it's going to happen. And we know there used to be a saying, if it's predictable, it's preventable. We know that's predictable. We know it's going to happen at Wrigley Field. But we love that. I mean,
has that ever been brought up by Cub fans?
I haven't heard any major complaints.
Of course not.
But
it's going to happen.
I've never heard it brought up, but
that is a safety hazard.
You're right.
Waiting to happen.
That's true.
It's just like putting up the net for the fans to watch and foul balls.
It's just crazy. So why are football? Rami, there was a thing, and I forget the name of the move, was the Alabama 20 or the Alabama 50 or something. There was this movie about, I think maybe Bear Bryant took all these kids off somewhere in Alabama to this huge training camp, and guys were passing out, puking.
Oh, yeah.
And what was that? It was a movie. Remember that? The Alabama
Summit. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
And if you walked out of there, you were just, you know, you were a man. And that's the basis. And for really in the South, that's kind of where all this stuff kind of happened. In the South, that was the basis of the Southern football guy, that you treated these guys like crap, you made them throw up, you took them all the way to the brink of death, and you brought them back. Now,
it's not
you're
military.
A football player.
I was just saying that we'll remember the Titans. It was a coach, assistant coach, was trying to tell Denzel Washington,
hey, coach,
the guys need water.
Right.
No, quit calling them. Quit hugging them.
Right.
But eventually, you're right.
He came over.
He had to. You want to keep, you love these kids. And I'm going to tell you something about coaches. They love their kids, which are your kids. They do. They love them. And they do more for them. They can reach in their pocket to take these kids home with gas money.
Junction Boys is the movie you're thinking of?
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate what coaches have done. Without coaches, we wouldn't have these kids.
They listen, huh?
See, I think
so. There's not every coach is like that.
I think a lot of coaches do love their kids, but
They do.
I think probably as many coaches are so hung up in this macho, old school, and I don't know how you separate them or how you weed those guys out and get that crap out of the game, but man, it's got to happen. It's amazing to me that in 2018, coaches still think they're toughening up kids by not giving them water, by making them go through a drill even after he told you he's ready to pass out. And it's 2018, man. We got to watch a kid, whether it's high school or college or in the pros, die every year. We got to watch parents not see their kid come home from school because you wanted to be a tough guy. You wanted to turn boys into men by not giving them water, not taking their temperature.
But you know where it's happening to? For example, Brock right now, he's at home by himself before he goes to football practice, right?
Right.
So I got to make sure I get up every morning and cooking breakfast. Because if I don't cook him breakfast,
he's not eating it.
He's not eating.
Yeah. Okay? That's the same thing in our house.
I gotta make sure. And so the wife and I, we're not home. We're at work now, okay? So I cook him breakfast. I make him get a big glass of milk. Then I get a big Yeti cup, fill it with water, and say, you drank all
Why
this
did he
water.
Have to say Yeti for?
I don't know. It could be a knockoff.
You drank all this water before you go to practice. Matter of fact, I want you to have two of them. And then, Rum Dog, because they were having four-hour practices, right?
That's crazy.
Make sure you get a lunch. You got to eat a good lunch. And matter of fact, why don't you take a picture of the lunch sandwich that you made and send it to me while I'm on air? Because if you don't, guess what? He won't do.
Man, I ain't never had
kids. He won't eat it.
It's way too much responsibility.
Matter of fact, because they also, the four-hour price, they got like a half hour off within that 4 hours. They get to go get a peanut butter just or whatever sandwich they make. Because they got it. Make sure you send me a picture of that sandwich when you put it in your bag. Because I want to have. But, Rummy, here's the thing. A lot of coaches don't know that these kids ain't doing that. A lot of coaches don't know that the kids are not getting up in the morning and not eating.
Right. He doesn't see the kid in that half hour who doesn't have a sandwich.
Don't see him.
Right.
A lot of coaches don't know that the kid didn't have a sandwich.
Right.
And so when these kids get to them, he's running them.
Yep.
But not knowing that these kids ain't done a damn thing to put the proper fuel in their body to be ready.
It's a sad story.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're out of here.
Are we done?
It's a final.
No,
Cubs
we
eight,
played a musical.
Brewers four at Wrigley Field, so they
council.
Split that series.
It's a put on.
It's fine. A put on.
Yeah, it's on council.
Tim
That's
Allen says.
On.
A lot of people saying it's on Craig Council, I'm sure.
What will Tim say?
Tim because Allen and
what?
Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt will break it all down and
I
dissect
it. I think he's
going
to blame VR.
And get to the bottom of this thing. Meanwhile, our thanks to Ryan Wood, who was in studio with us for a solid 90 minutes.
That
if you missed
awesome,
that or anything on today's show, check out Fan On Demand at 1057fmthefan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. Yeah, I know. I'm wrapping it up, Tim. I got it. I know. After the last pitch, they are making the switch to hear you and Baby Tausch. I understand, man. I get it. I have to go through the formalities of radio, though. You understand. You're a pro. For Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Jeff Orlowski, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, I'm Rami Maklouf saying thanks for listening to the Wendy's Big Show. These guys will talk to you. Now I'm just dragging it out just to mess with you. These guys will talk to you tomorrow at 2. I'm with Chuck in the morning, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. So tune in. Chuck and Winkler. What did I say? Did I say I'm with Chuck? I'm with Bart. No, I'm with Bart. No, I'm with Bart. Tune in. I'll be there. Post-game show right after this.
Bye. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.